as if they didn't just paddle 70 miles. And this interview is exciting in there's a great human interest story here, in that this was a family affair for the Fishers. Duke Fisher, been around the area for many, many years. First of all, Duke, you did it with your son Buddy, who has never done the race before, and it was your 20th finish. How do you feel?
I'll tell you that the biggest thrill is being with my boy. Just having him in the water. I'm a little tired, but he never gave up all day. It was really, even though people are happy with the finishes, it's still a hard race. There's still a lot of hours, and you go through all sorts of walls, and he never quit. We had some troubles with some boats in the upper coves. We actually saw a mixed team take a really bad spill right in front of us, and they got caught up in a strainer, and then they were stuck without gear. They were looking paddles, and I'm watching him. All of a sudden, he's drawing out of nowhere, drawing left, drawing left. What are you doing? And he was chasing their gear, you know, in the beginning of the race. And so we're watching him, you know, pick up water jugs. And we were able to actually, they came back. They were a very, very quick team. I think they're F2, very quick team. And they were able to get back up with us. And we're doing mid-river exchanges of gear to get them back in the race. It was really, it was a fabulous day. He's been watching his younger brother. Pat Griffin started when he was 10. And he's on his fourth race this year, which is, it's just astounding. And we rounded the bend on the wind tunnel, which is the last straightaway here. And I said to Bud, so what do you think about your 10-year-old brother doing this now? And he said, what did you say?
Freakish.
Freakish. You know.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask, Buddy. What was it like doing this race? And are you glad you find, what made you decide to do it?
Well, I was planning to do it last year, but we didn't really get enough practice. I didn't feel particularly confident with myself that year. But this year, we've definitely done a lot more, and just by this race, I felt a lot better, I think. We did a lot of practices, a lot of good work.
You're 15 years old?
Yes.
And how did it feel to do it with not only Dad, but Dad on his 20th?
It was cool. I mean, we discussed it earlier. We knew that it was going to be my first and his 20th. It was kind of a neat coincidence.
And speaking of Griffin, your younger son, he did it with Mom, and it was Mom's first time.
Yeah.
So he had to basically show her the ropes.
Yeah, we were on Guilford Lake practicing, Griffin and I, and Buddy was, this is when the water was still very cold, and Buddy was beginning to give sounds like he wanted to do the 70. So we were talking about potential partners. His uncle has done it with me, and I thought, well, he would be a strong candidate. And we looked across the dinner table, and I said, you know, Sharon, I think this could be your year. And she said, oh, no, you know, give you one of those answers, because you hear 70 miles, and it's just an intimidating sound. And she's seen us do it for a long time. And I said, well, I think you're underestimating two things. She's an athlete. I said, you know, that you have the ability to do this race. And I said, the other is Griffin will get you through. And I said, he's a great guide, and he's fantastic canoeist with an uncanny ability to read the river. What I've heard, they're in Sydney right now, and what I've heard is no dumps, which for this high of river, he weighs 62 pounds, you know, for a 62-pounder in the stern, you know, to be able to fight the current through the different obstacles and keep them upright is astounding. So,
well, congratulations to the whole family. I think it's great. We got two first-timers in the family. We've got Griffin doing it his fourth time as, what, a 12- or 13-year-old? 13, and he's leading Mom down. Buddy, great finish for you. 20 for you, Duke. I'm very happy for all of you, and this is just a great day, I think, for your family.
Yeah, it's a great day. And, you know, we never get a chance to listen to CDO. It's one of the things that I really sweat about being in the 70-miler. I love the coverage. I love what you do for families. I love what you do for the race. This isn't just the kind of radio station that'll cover the pro races. But you cover everything, and I know that you, Craig, specifically, there isn't a category that you don't know the best time. There isn't a family that you don't track their statistics, how many finishes, and it's just you do a tremendous lot for this race, and we really appreciate that.
Thank you very much. For Canoe Regatta 2013, I'm Craig Stevens, WCDO.
Okay, thank you very much, Craig. That was very...